Welcome to the InquisiKids podcast. Tune in for daily discoveries as we celebrate curiosity and explore interesting facts about history, science, and more in 5 minutes or less. Hi, I'm Luke, and welcome to the InquisiKids podcast. There are all sorts of modern devices that we take for granted. I would suppose that most of you listening to the podcast today have always had a refrigerator in your home, or a telephone, or a computer. But not so long ago, these things we take for granted did not exist. Today, we will learn about the man who invented many of the things we don't give much thought to, but are important in our day-to-day lives. Garrett Augustus Morgan was born in Paris, Kentucky, on March 4th, 1877. Garrett's mother was of both African and Native American heritage, and his father, a formerly enslaved man, was also of mixed heritage, having a white father and a black mother. Garrett's mixed heritage would play a significant part in his later life. Garrett had 10 siblings, who all had to work on the family farm. He attended school through 6th grade, but had to drop out after that to find work. As a teen, he left Kentucky and found work as a handyman in Cincinnati, Ohio. While living and working in Cincinnati, Garrett continued his education with a private tutor. He later moved to Cleveland, where he worked as a repairman on sewing machines. Here, Garrett found something that he had a natural talent for. Soon, Garrett was in high demand and found himself working for quite a few manufacturers around the Cleveland area. Garrett opened his own repair shop for sewing machines in 1907. By 1909, the shop had grown large enough to employ 32 people and included a tailor shop that produced ladies' dresses, men's suits, and overcoats, all sewn on machines that Garrett had made. The success of this endeavor freed up Garrett to work on other inventions. One of Garrett's inventions was discovered while he was troubleshooting an issue in his tailor shop. A common problem with sewing machines at that time was the fabric being scorched by the heat created by the friction of the sewing needle moving up and down through the fabric so quickly. Most people just accepted this, but not Garrett. He set out to find a chemical solution that would reduce the friction and eliminate the scorching. As he applied his solution to the fabric, Garrett noticed that the fibers in the cloth got straighter. Garrett knew that black people often desired to straighten their hair. He tested his cream on a neighbor's dog with good results. Soon he opened the G.A. Morgan Hair Refining Company to sell his cream. It was very successful and made Garrett lots of money. Now he had even more free time to invent other things. In 1914, Garrett applied for another patent. This time it was for a piece of safety equipment. Garrett developed an early version of a gas mask. His invention was called the Morgan Safety Hood and Smoke Protector. This invention protected the wearer by filtering dangerous chemicals and smoke from the air. The mask was widely used, and in 1916, the current model received a gold medal at the International Exposition of Sanitation and Safety. It also received a gold medal from the International Association of Fire Chiefs. The mask was put to the ultimate test when, in July 1916, Morgan and his team wore it while they saved two men trapped in an underground tunnel after an explosion. The success led to many fire departments ordering masks. Sadly, when word got out that Garrett was black, many orders were canceled. This unfair treatment may have been what led Garrett to continue his work fighting for the fair treatment of black people. He founded the Cleveland Association of Colored Men. This group sought to improve both the social and economic status of black people. This group later merged with the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. Garrett also published a weekly newspaper that focused on issues black people faced. Garrett became the first black person in Cleveland to own a car. He used his knowledge of machinery to improve the clutch. After witnessing a terrible traffic accident, Garrett invented and received a patent for his T-shaped traffic signal. This predecessor of our modern stoplight had moving arms that let drivers know when to stop and go. As he aged, Garrett's eyesight worsened until he eventually became blind. He passed away on August 27, 1963. He received many honors during his lifetime. His life shows that despite difficult life circumstances, a desire to learn and help others ensures a well-lived life. Thanks for tuning in to the InquisiKids podcast. If you want to see the sources we used for this episode or send us some listener mail, you can find links in the episode description.